The black Toyota pickup truck had been stranded on the river ice for multiple weeks. It sat near the Crowley Boat Launch, one of the main boat launches in Bethel. Spring melt is occurring and breakup is soon expected. The fear was, if the truck fell in the water, it could become a hazard for boats, tear fishing nets, and leak contaminants in the river. The groups assembled to remove the truck on Sunday morning. By then, there was a significant amount of water on top of the river ice.
The water was up and into the interior of the truck.
Boyd Bleehovde is the refuge manager for the Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge. He gathered the various organizations together. Alaska State Troopers were there with their airboat to respond in case someone fell through the ice. Bethel Search and Rescue was there to offer its expertise. Two volunteers from the group checked the ice conditions, waded into the water, and tied the truck to their snow machines. Bleehovde watched from shore.
And it was pretty quick after that.
The snow machines dragged the truck through the water. Then the truck hit an ice ridge. The snow machines strained to pull it.
And the snow machines didn't have quite enough power by themselves to do that. And that's when Crowley's must have seen us.
A Crowley employee began driving a yellow front-end loader down the hill to the boat launch. The Crowley worker tied a line to the truck, and that's what pulled it over the ice ridge. The two snow machines then pulled the truck until it hit overflow. The front-end loader took over again, pulling the truck through the overflow to dry land. Bleehovde says he doesn't know who the truck's owner is, and as far as he knows, the owner was not present when the truck was removed. Bethel Search and Rescue President Mike Riley says vehicles being stranded on the river ice is not uncommon. The Kuskokwim River has a heavily used ice road, but he says this is the first coordinated effort involving multiple agencies to remove a stranded vehicle before breakup.
This is the first time that we've ever recorded something like this, and with a refuge manager and Alaska State Troopers, along with their employees, coming out to get and working together.
Wildlife trooper Walter Blajewski was one of the troopers on standby in case someone fell through the ice during the truck removal, which no one did. But the effort, so close to breakup, carried risk for the volunteers. In the future, Trooper Blajewski urges vehicle owners to ask for help removing stuck vehicles before the river ice becomes dangerous.
If you get your vehicle stuck on the ice, call for help. You know, don't just give up. Somebody would be willing to help, be it the city, the state, the federal government, search and rescue, whomever. We'd rather deal with it early than later.
Trooper Blajewski says troopers have issued criminal citations to people in the past for polluting the river when their vehicles fell into the Kuskokwim. Because this truck did not fall into the water, troopers are not pursuing charges. There are two footnotes to this story. Last week, troopers had looked at the truck to see if they could remove it using their airboat. According to a trooper spokesperson, the troopers determined the boat did not have the power or capability to drag the truck off the ice. Also last week, a spokesperson with the Alaska Army National Guard said troopers chose not to ask the guard to remove the truck using the Black Hawk helicopter that's stationed in Bethel for breakup. The primary consideration was the safety of the crew rigging the vehicle to the aircraft while on rotting ice. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.